Welcome to this podcast of Chapter 12, ITIS Professionalism, Ethics and Security, from the textbook Strategic Information Systems Management. Key learning points. IT professionalism as an academic discipline is, like the profession itself, a relatively immature area which is developing. Professionalism is the existence of social power, of professional knowledge, and the associated professional institutions. Professionalism is considered to be a license to practice. This has three obvious benefits. The first is public trust. A licensed professional acts with an agreed code of ethics and conduct. The second benefit is quality assurance for employers. A licensed professional is in effect kite-marked as possessing a body of knowledge and skills which gives him or her the capability to practice at a professional level. The third benefit is one of collective authority. A profession regulated through a professional body has credibility and authority with government, the media, and other key stakeholders. Being a professional IT person requires sophisticated skills, use of judgment, and the exercise of discretion. It requires extensive formal education, not simply practical training. Being an IT professional today requires you to be reflective. Engaging in reflective practice involves a process of solving problems and reconstruction meanings. Reflective practice is manifested as a stance of inquiry. The demonstration of reflective practice is seen to exist along a continuum of reflective spectrum. Reflective practice occurs within a social content. Many of the existing professional bodies in IT, such as the BCS, British Computing Society, have a code of ethics that all members pledge to uphold, and you choose to live your life this way as a professional, i.e. you will not misuse IT or data for personal gain or to the detriment of others. Ethics is both a subject area and a body of knowledge concerned with the acquisition of moral awareness and an understanding of the rules and principles which allow an individual or body to exercise moral judgment over its activities. Ethics is about the personal and public judgment as to what is desirable and undesirable, right and wrong, and what ought and what ought not to do in areas that are contested. An IT professional today, you'll have to adhere to several key UK and EU legislations, such as the European Union Directive on the Data Protection, 1995, the UK Data Protection Act, 1998, and the Computers Misuse Act, 1990. One emerging area of concern in the IT profession is the area of intellectual property, and in particular, the ease of copying data and software digitally. Security is therefore a key consideration in systems design, implementation, operation and maintenance. Indeed, in virtually all the main aspects of systems development and use. However, no system can realistically be 100% secure. A threat can be determined and as a situation or an event, wherever it is intentional or unintentional, involving people, actions or a set of circumstances which may adversely affect the organisation and or a system that may result in physical loss to the organisation, e.g. data, software, computer, equipment or an intangible loss such as customer, client confidence, repetition. For further information, see Connolly and Begg, 2008. It is vital that all organisations, whatever their size and nature, invest sufficient resources, such as time, money and effort, into identifying and addressing all types of serious threats. There are two main types of attack that an organisation might face, namely technical and non-technical attacks. The first type of attacks is technical, where attackers use software tools to access systems and expose vulnerabilities. Technical attacks are when hackers use specialized software to gain control of multiple computers in order to make a computer resource belonging to a high-profile target system, such as a bank or an airline booking system, unavailable to its intended users, or spam, or phishing, or viruses, etc. Non-technical attacks, which are sometimes referred to as social engineering attacks, refer to situations in which trickery is used to get people to reveal passwords and other sensitive information that may compromise a system's security. There are many countermeasures which can be used to combat technical and non-technical attacks. For technical attacks, the most common countermeasures are authorization, encryption, firewalls, and demilitarized zones. Countermeasures for non-technical attacks are security policies and procedures, employee and customer education.